The story, which is trumping everything in Trump land today, is out of Wisconsin. Ryan Burrow from ABC Radio News and WGN Radio is in our studio. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, here's your early bright side reports, right?
I
can't think of one that's better than this right now.
I cannot agree with you more.
Yeah. 13-year-old Jamie Kloss, missing since mid-October, found alive yesterday in Gordon, Wisconsin, of all places, about 60 miles north of where her family was found dead. Her mother and father were found dead in their home. She went missing. It's been 88 days. Yesterday, apparently, Jamie managed to get out of a house that she was being held captive in, went up to a woman who was walking her dog in the neighborhood, said, "Help, I'm Jamie Kloss." The woman immediately recognized her. They went to another woman's house that was nearby, said, "Call 911. This is Jamie Kloss. We got to get the police here." Police show up about 20 minutes later. And during that 20-minute span, they did manage to get some questions into her. She told them at the time she did not know the person who was holding her captive, at least prior to being held captive. And this person did kill her parents. She was thinner than what the pictures we've seen, than the pictures. She was dirty and apparently malnourished. But in good health, was taken to the hospital and spent the night there and is being reunited with her family today.
Have authorities said yet why the parents were killed?
No. And here's all we have. And their investigation is fluid and it's ongoing. But here's what we've got right now on that situation. They do not believe that this person they have in custody by the name of Jake Thomas Patterson of Gordon, Wisconsin, 21 years old, lived in the home, apparently, where Jamie was. They do not believe he had any contact with the family. However, that being said, they believe that Jamie was targeted in one form or another. Don't know if maybe he had been looking at her online or talking to her online. We don't know if there had been any relationship at this point. It doesn't seem as though there was any prior relationship to this situation.
Well, that's, I won't bizarre, even put right? that in a box. It's bizarre because my expectation was, you know, this isn't fair to the family, but I don't think I'm the only one to think, well, it must have been drug related somehow. And the parents were executed for whatever reason. And the daughter escaped or didn't escape, maybe escaped, maybe
was in on it.
Happened.
Maybe,
who,
yeah,
who knows,
at that point,
right?
We really didn't know.
But
yeah.
I sure thought there would be some sort of drug deal connection. It's horrifying to imagine that it might have been random in the parents' case. That is, there was no deal gone bad, but that for some reason this guy killed them and then kidnapped her, kept her for almost 3 months. The person that she came up to on the street, I have to tell you, we've had a couple conversations over the holidays about what do you do when someone knocks on your door and how many of us don't answer the front door.
Yeah.
These people are pounding on the front door.
They actually opened the door.
They were able
to
open the door.
They knocked on the door and opened it. The woman who was inside, she knew the woman who had been walking her dog. They knew the person who had been walking. And so she thinks that actually the woman went to her house because she felt comfortable knowing that there was someone else there, that she wasn't just taking Jamie to her house by herself.
Yeah. And I guess up there in Wisconsin, it's far enough north that the hospital I think they took her to is in Duluth, Minnesota.
Yeah, so she was found in Gordon, which is just south of Duluth. It's in Douglas County. So I guess I don't know what kind of, maybe it's a children's hospital. We don't know. We don't have a lot of information there.
But if they had come to my house or neighborhood, I don't think I would have known. If she was walking down the street, I don't know that I would have known what Jamie Kloss looks like, but up there they did.
That being said, you know, it's been 88 days of constant news coverage in Western Wisconsin, right? I mean, it's been flyers. I mean, to be honest with you, we've seen it here too. It's just we've got a lot of other stuff going on as well. But that being said, the lead investigator on this, the Barron County Sheriff, said they weren't looking at Gordon. They didn't even think about Gordon, Wisconsin, in any of this. It's nothing that led them to that. In fact, just prior to finding Jamie, they had gotten a call that she may be at another location in Walworth County. They had to dispel those rumors, and then boom, as he was still dispelling those rumors, they got the call from Douglas County that she had been found.
But how far away was she from her home?
About 60 miles.
60 miles. That's not surprising to me. I mean, I don't know if what the authorities are saying is we had no idea to look there because it was too far or too close to me. I don't know.
Or just no connection, right?
Maybe so, but I would knock on every door within a 100-mile radius, right? I mean, aren't typically people in these cases, they're not in Florida or Texas. Whoever the knucklehead is that took her, is probably a local knucklehead and may still be in the area.
Sure.
So I wasn't surprised to hear how close at times they must have been, even if they were looking in the wrong direction.
Yeah. It sounds as though this guy, Jake Thomas Patterson, does have some kind of connection to Barron County, but they're not willing to say yet what that connection is, why he was there.
Do they say he has a rap sheet?
No, none. He has no criminal history, never had any previous run-ins, and they believe that he is the only one involved in this situation. Because that's the other thing, too. There's got to be someone else, right? Someone who helped him, someone who knew that she was there.
That's your speculation.
Yeah.
That's your speculation. They have... And to be fair, he's been charged with their murder and...
Two murders and the kidnapping.
And the kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
It's not proven. That's the allegation. And she said that he is the man that did that.
Well, in the press conference, they asked, is there anyone else you're looking for right now? And usually in those situations, they say, yes, the investigation's ongoing. We're not done with this. And clearly they're not. But they believe that he was the only one involved in this, at least on their initial press conference. We've got another one coming up at 4 o'clock, so maybe they'll have a little bit more information.
She's going to be turned over to family?
Yeah, she's got to go through a process. Obviously, the health check seemed to be okay. Mental check they will do. They will continue to ask her questions about what's happened over the last 88 days.
My goodness, there's somebody makes sure she's in front of a smart, empathetic person for a while.
And who does she get released to? Her parents are dead. So
How old is she again?
She's 13.
13.
So it looks like she will be taken in to the custody of her aunt and uncle, and then we'll see what happens from there.
Anything else I should be asking about?
No, I mean, we're just going to have to figure out what these 88 days were for her. Was she trapped? Was she held against her will? Was she, bound? All of the horrible things that we think could have possibly happened, those questions are probably being asked right now.
Speaking of Elizabeth Smart and people like that, and some of them have survived it and do seem to have productive, normal lives afterwards. So you want to hope that
the best is possible.
Right.
That's
fair enough. Now I'm speculating, aren't I, or assuming, but you do hope that she can recover her life and have a normal life. And that's just her own psychological, maybe I'm thinking, improvement from whatever she went through, to say nothing of the trauma of knowing that your parents have been killed. That's a whole nother layer, right? Whatever she went through after the fact, just the very incident itself has to be life altering. So our best to her, but like you said at the beginning of this conversation, Ryan, it's almost a miracle to think that she would be found alive and relatively well.
I don't think any of us expected that news last night when it came across that she was found and that she was found alive, just based on what we've seen in previous situations.
This texter from 262, by the way, our phone number is 312-981-7200. Ryan Burrow, of course, here at WGN Radio, also works for the ABC Radio Network and has been here in Chicago monitoring this for stations across the country. Someone texted, Ryan, it took 20 minutes for the police to get to her. What's that all
about? It's rural. This neighborhood is essentially cabins, is what it sounds like. They're not completely far apart, but it is a rural area, and the people who responded were county officials. So we don't exactly know where they were. It's not like it was a city, a large city.
630 said, John, I didn't think drugs when I heard this story. Personally, I thought she was targeted by a sex slave ring. I guess everybody's wondering what the motivation here was. That's the question, and you don't know that yet, do you?
We don't. And the question was asked about weapons. They didn't say anything about that yet. They're searching his home, and maybe they'll have a little bit more information.
Okay. I'm Burrow from ABC and WGN Radio. Back into the newsroom you go. Jump in here, run down the hall if anything else is comes. You said 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock our time, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe Ro and Anna will have more information for you this afternoon on WGN Radio.